I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 in the New Living Translation. It says this: At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for those with economic realities today who are struggling financially, who need to know that you see them, who need to know that you're there, who need to know that you are quite aware of their situation. And Lord, I do thank you that you own the cattle on a thousand hills and the whole world is yours. And so it is easy for you to supply the needs of those who have those needs. And Lord, you have glorious riches. And a lot of times those glorious riches are not just silly money, although it really works well around here. But it's just this peace of mind. It's reconciliation with you. It's forgiveness of sins. But Lord, I do pray for those who are struggling financially today that you would provide their needs. And Lord, if their struggle comes from just a hard situation in life, I pray for a resolution of those circumstances. If their struggle comes just from economic realities, I pray that you would begin to supply a different job. Lord, if it's because of oppression or a regime that is against them, Lord, I pray, Father, for favor in your sight and favor in other people's sight so that they could receive jobs from you, Lord. Lord, I pray that the body would be aware of their need and supply their needs. Lord, I pray for the worry that happens, particularly for parents who are trying to provide for their children around this world, that we could live without food, we could live without stuff, but we as parents long to be able to help our children have health and food and shelter. So I pray that you would particularly lift the needs of the parents listening today who are stressed out and need to know that you love their children more than they love their children. Father, would you please provide today? Would you please provide? Lord, I pray for new gifts. Help us to have eyes open to receive the gifts that you have for us, and not necessarily financial gifts, although we will accept those with joy. But perhaps you have other gifts for us that we don't recognize. Maybe you've given us a gift of a broken friendship that we need to work through, and that broken friendship is actually going to work on our sanctification and bring us closer to you. Or maybe we have had some failure in our lives and we're not seeing that failure as a gift, but as something to lament. And yes, there's a time to lament, Lord, but maybe in that failure you have a gift for us. So Lord, help us to recognize that when things don't go well, there could be gifts in the middle of that as well. I think about Jesus, all the times that I've grown in my relationship with you, it's never been because everything's been perfect and all the ducks have been lined up in a row, so to speak. It's been when things are hard. It's been when circumstances have pressed in on me. It's been when my stresses have been overwhelming. It's been when I've had relationships that have leveled me. It's been in those particular difficult situations that I can't even list that have brought me closer to your throne of grace. And so I pray for the struggler today who's listening to this prayer, that in all those things you say we are overwhelmingly conquerors. So when bad things happen and when things are frustrating, instead of us looking at it only through a negative lens, help us to see it as a very means by which you are going to grow us. Help us to be James 1:2-4, where we welcome those trials as friends instead of pushing against them as intruders, Lord, as it says in the Phillips translation. So, Lord, for those who are struggling today, help us, and I'll include myself in that prayer, help us to live in anticipation of the good work that you're going to do inside of us, that you're going to grow us. And Lord, we want to grow more and we want to grow closer to you. So please let our current circumstances not plow us under the soil, but to help us to have deep roots that go down into you. So we trust you, Jesus. I pray all this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are going through circumstances that are way too overwhelming, I pray that you would unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening, my dear friend.